Be vegan, repentant, save your soul.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas ofrecen plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Нашите предавания предлагат много езици. Моля вижте suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Once we are in a human body, we are bound to have all the kind of qualities that attach to us. Bad qualities also, like ego and stuff like that. Yes, arrogance. So beware, huh? Beware of your shortcomings, of some bad influence that enter your mind. Go pray, go meditate immediately. Okay?
Yes.
And pray for protection.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with the subtitles in Arabic. All access, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Konnichiwa means hello in Japanese, the national language of Japan. My name is Kato. The polite Japanese people are grateful to virtuous friends like you, who always put much loving effort and care into helping those in need. This island country of Japan has four distinct seasons of spring, summer, autumn, and winter. Since ancient times, the Japanese people have loved natural beauty. Their close contact with scenes of the changing seasons includes the nation's cherry blossoms, beheld with renewed awe each spring. Along with an appreciation of their beauty is a reminder to cherish the preciousness of life itself. Gratitude for nature's grace, humility toward the awesomeness of the natural world, and faith in everything that comes from the universe helps to define the Japanese people. This outlook is reflected in the country's famous gardens, which have been called living Japanese paintings. Carefully cultivated spaces like the Kenroku-en and the Adachi Museum Gardens exude an unparalleled peace and oneness with nature. Equally admirable is the spirit of excellence and pursuit of perfection in every aspect of Japanese life. Such standards have made the island nation a world leader in technological innovation, with 28 Nobel Prize laureates awarded since 1949. Japanese life is also imbued with noble principles of spirituality, as seen in historic leaders such as the venerated master Dogen Zenji, founder of the Soto School of Zen, and the monks who practice in thousands of Buddhist temples today. We were glad to show picturesque Japan to you, generous viewers. We wish you all the best today and every day. Thank you. For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Guanyin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Guanyin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Wuxi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. All initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants, Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, our efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Wednesday, March 10, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Story of Master Confucius and Xiang Tuo, Part 10 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on March 10, 2021.
Once we are in a human body, we are bound to have all the kind of qualities that attach to us. Bad qualities also, like ego and stuff like that. Yes? Arrogance. So beware, huh? Beware of your shortcomings, of some bad influence that enter your mind. Go pray, go meditate immediately. Okay?
Yes.
And pray for protection. Because that's when you know the demons wanted to attack you. Learn the lesson from Anand.
Yes, Master. Yes.
If you think you can be stronger and bigger shot than Anand, then please think again. Even if you are, we are in the bad period of the world, of the planet. The karmas are all over, and sometimes it's very oppressive to your soul, to your mind. So please always be vigilant. Got that?
Yes, Master.
And I love you always, and I appreciate you. I respect you. I'm very, very, very grateful to you. Not everyone can do what you do. But don't be too proud of that, okay? Just be grateful that you are able to live in this turbulent world and continue to do your noble job. Be grateful that you can be that noble, that dedicated, and that loving and kind to the world, and that able to help the world. Okay, always be grateful. Not proud. Not proud. Because we are blessed. That's why we can do it. Okay, huh, my love?
Yes.
My sweethearts. My honey pies. Who cares? Who cares? Yeah, who cares who say what? But I'm not in love with any of you, so please don't think of anything. Do not dream about it, okay? Yes, I'm in love with your good qualities, with your nobility, with your sacrifice, with your comrade-like spirit working like a team with me. I'm in love with that. I'm not in love with your human appearance or any other, or whatever people think that is attractive. Got that?
Yes, Master.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah. Mm. And nothing else. Nothing else. God knows. God knows. Heaven knows. I can't hide from that. I really love you guys.
Thank you, Master.
We love you, Master.
We love you.
Very pure love. The purest possible you can imagine love. I would die for you. That kind of love. If I have
Thank
to.
You, Master. Thank you, Master. Mm.
But that's it. Nothing else. Okay? Just for the other people outside to know. You know already. But it's for other people. In case they think nonsense or sue me or whatever. Or fight me from my seat. If they can. Lucky I'm not a government official. Nobody can fight me. But I want to fire myself sometimes. Yeah, take a break or something. But I cannot when people are still suffering. Animals are still tortured daily and I am still crying for them. Oh, my love. Okay. Any other question now?
No, Master.
Good. Then we go into some of the stories. You want?
Yes, Master. Hmm.
We are talking about bedtime story, but now you're all awake, right? Because of the problem in the world that we are trying to help with, to solve. Okay, now there is a story about Confucius and a person named Hang Tak. I don't know how to translate that. Okay, maybe... Maybe if you have a dictionary or Google, you can find out. Hang Tak, huh? H, the hotel, A, apple, N, November, G, like God, with the dot under, yếu nặng, your dot under the A. And then Tak, T, tango. Hmm. H, like holy, A, like almighty, C, like what?
Car.
Car? Okay. Car it is. Yes. Why not? All right. We mix holy with a, I have made an alphabet about the spiritual terms, but I forgot. I don't use it often. Forgive me. All right. Because we had the story before about many questions from Alexander the Great, remember?
Yes, yes.
The emperor? Yes. And so there is another kind of question-answer story about Confucius and another person. All right? Yeah. I think I wear my glasses now. If I can find it, yes, I can. Oh no, not true. I thought I prepared it, but I didn't. Where's my glasses? I will have to try to read without glasses. Last time I could, just a little bit blur, okay? Mm. Because I look into the screen, it's so bright. That's why it's blurred also. Okay, I'm trying now. My glass, I can't believe this. Oh, how can it be? The room is so small and you could even lose something. All right, never mind. Confucius and Hang Tak. During one of Confucius' tour around various countries with the horse carriage. Ah, man, I don't have the glasses. I hope I can read. It's kind of blurred right now. I just have to... toss it, turn it around, see which is a better position. Can, very, very blur. We can read, yeah. One time when Confucius was journeying around to maybe lecture or see his disciples on a horse carriage in different countries, one time he and his entourage went on a road that led into a town. And then they saw a small boy was the building like a small little citadel across the street to stop cars and people. That's what the purpose was. So Confucius asked him, "Hey, little boy, you saw my horse carriage. Why you don't move away?" He stayed in front of the road here, in the middle. So the small boy bowed to Confucius as a respectful greeting, and then very dignifiedly answer him. I heard people say that you are Confucius, who is very versed in heaven and earth knowledge. And also you know everything about humans' morals and principles, etc. But today I met you in person, and I feel like those rumors about you are not correct. Wow! You hear me well?
Yes.
How come you're not wah and warn nothing?
Whoa, wah.
Oh. A little boy who dared to challenge Confucius, saying that he doesn't believe what people said about him, that he's a wise man. And you didn't wah nothing. Wah again.
Whoa.
All right, let's see what transpired, because I read it before one time, but I don't remember anything, not much. You know why? He said, because from the beginning of the time up to now, only the carriage has to avoid the citadels or the, you know, the buildings. Nobody has heard that the buildings or the citadel has to avoid the carriage. Is that correct?
Yes.
It's true, eh? Yes. He built it with the earth, you know, with soil, but still... It's a citadel, right?
Yes.
So, Confucius was very, very surprised. He asked the little boy again, what is your name? So the boy say, my name is Han Tak. Yeah? You know what Han Tak name in English? Who cares? Confucius asked him again, how old are you? So the boy said, sir, I am 7 years old. So Confucius was even more, you know, surprised, astounded. He asked again, only 7 years old? And so intelligent like that? So the boy say, sir, I have heard that there are fish called kano, that kind of fish. Only after 3 days from birth, they already swim everywhere, you know, naturally and happily. And then the rabbit, only 6 days after birth, they can already run everywhere on the field and the meadows. I am already born since 7 years. How can you say I'm overly intelligent? Wow. Truly,
wow.
I wouldn't be this intelligent. I wouldn't be able to ask Confucius that way. Now, Confucius was beyond himself with surprise. He was thinking to himself that he had to give the boy some questions, but difficult questions, to see how intelligent he is. You know, he's testing his IQ now. As if that was not enough already to scare him. We wanted to test him further with difficult questions.
Positive viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Story of Master Confucius and Xiang Tuo, Part 10 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Spring Master Television for more positive programming. May your love and compassion grow stronger every day.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Be vegan, make peace.